All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go out to the guest line right now. Welcome in one of the best baseball players I've ever seen. He's a three-time MVP, a World Series champion, and he's here today on behalf of Lysol, and that, of course, is Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod, appreciate the time. How are you?
Zach, great to see you, and thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. So I'm in New York right now, New York City, and everyone's gearing up for the baseball season, Mets and Yankees. And the big news still is Juan Soto leaving the Yankees to come to the Mets. When that did go down this offseason, how did you kind of process it?
Well, I thought it was a historic day for baseball, an incredible day for the New York Mets organization and Juan Soto. And look, anytime you have players like Ohtani and Juan Soto who are at the top of not just baseball, but in sports around the world, it's great that they get these incredible, rewarding contracts because it shows you how healthy the game is.
You know, it's crazy. As a Met fan, I'm excited for this season. But you mentioned Ohtani. You mentioned the Dodgers. They're still right in the back of my mind saying, there's all-star teams and then there's this Dodgers team that's the defending World Series champions. And they got even better and maybe they'll even be healthier this year. The Dodgers are clearly the team to beat. How do you kind of handicap Major League Baseball right now with everyone chasing the Dodgers?
Yeah, I think exactly how you said it, Zach. I think it's the Dodgers versus the field. It reminds me of when Tiger won his in his heyday, right? It was Tiger versus the field. I feel the same way about the Dodgers. But I mean, the Dodgers, if you look at what they're doing, it is extraordinary. And I call it the trifecta, right? They have an amazing business that they're running. They draft and develop well, and they're amazing in free agency, both domestically and globally. And they also do a tremendous amount with the community. But they may also be the first team in professional sports that hits over $1 billion in gross revenue, which just shows you. And the reason why that's important is it allows them to invest a tremendous amount of resources into great players.
Just wondering, so the best baseball player I've ever seen, you're obviously up there, but it was Barry Bonds. Is Ohtani, yeah, with what he does, and we'll see what that looks like getting back on the mound, is he, to you, the best baseball player you've ever seen?
No, the best player I've ever seen is Barry Bonds, like head and shoulders above everyone, almost like Michael Jordan, like just a class of his own. Barry Bonds was so good, it's hard to articulate how good this guy was. He's also baseball royalty with Willie Mays as a godfather and also the great Bobby Bonds as his dad. Barry Bonds is in a class of his own. However, Barry doesn't pitch, and Barry can't throw 100 miles an hour, even though Barry will probably tell you he could. But as far as the most unique, most special player that I've ever seen, it has to be Shohei Ohtani, especially when he's able to, you know, pitch as well, because then that only becomes a class of two. Shohei and Babe Ruth.
Talking to Alex Rodriguez on behalf of Lysol. Let's get to the Yankees. Obviously, you played there for a long time. Season gets off to an unfortunate note with the Gerrit Cole news a few weeks ago. Just what are your expectations for the Yankees?
I think the Yankees are going to be really good this year. I think you got to give the organization, Brian Cashman, a lot of credit to be able to have, like, a shot right in the heart when you lose a guy like Juan Soto, which is demoralizing. He was so good with the 1-2 punch, as good as we've seen probably since Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle, what him and Aaron Judge did together was poetry in motion. And I'm sure you got a chance to see, I got a chance to see a lot of that. It was a lot of fun to watch. But they really quickly pivoted and took those resources and brought in some tremendous assets, you know, from Bellinger to Max Fried to others. Obviously, the injury is going to hurt early on here with Gerrit Cole. But I think, you know, they should get healthy and hopefully hot at the right time. And I'm sure when the time is right, Brian Cashman will bring in whatever they're lacking.
When you get to Aaron Judge, right, you won three MVPs before getting a World Series. And when you accomplish so much at such a historical level and you're really one of the faces of the sport, you know what the question is. You know, it's great what Alex did, but can he win the big one? Can he get the World Series championship, especially when you're playing for a franchise like the New York Yankees? That's all they do, have guys in their history that win. Judge now has two MVPs, unfortunate ending in the World Series last year. Just what type of advice would you give him in kind of handling all that spotlight and that question that never ends of, hey, until you get one, is Aaron Judge capable of winning a World Series?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I'm in a position to give Aaron or anybody advice. I mean, Aaron's doing just fine on his own. He's just a tremendous player, a historic player, and just an amazing human being. Unlike other sports like basketball or even like Tom Brady in football, where Michael Jordan or LeBron or Steph Curry have the ball when it counts. Sometimes it's just a matter of like, the reason why I'm part of a world championship is because we had tremendous teammates, and we brought in Cece Sabathia and AJ Burnett and Andy Pettitte, and we have Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter. I'm surrounded with just incredible players, and I'm very fortunate to be a part of that. But I think Aaron's, his title is going to be as much as who's around him, as also with his performance. So I think they're tied in together. But I do think in New York, Zach, too, highlight your great point. It's the conversation that just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's not going to go away until it's addressed.
Alex Rodriguez here with us on behalf of Lysol. I got to ask you about Alex Bregman, because when you got to the Yankees, right, we all knew what you could do at shortstop, and that was on full display. But you went to third. Derek Jeter stayed at shortstop with the Red Sox. Rafael Devers was at third base. Now he's going to DH, and Bregman is going to third base, and it's created a little bit of a problem. How do you think that all went down in Boston? And do you think Bregman maybe should have just came in and said, hey, Rafael Devers, this is your team. I'll do what you want me to do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I can't comment on anything going on with the Red Sox. I don't have any information or preview of how they kind of run their everyday business. But what I do know is a good problem to have for the Red Sox. Devers is one of the most talented hitters around. Alex Bregman is one of the, all-time best winners in the game today. Clutch player, plus defender, plus character. And the Dodgers and the Red Sox in particular have made some really, really good moves. They have one of the best managers in the game in Alex Cora. So I think the Red Sox are back on the saddle. It's going to be fun to see how they navigate. This could be an early on distraction, but I think with those two guys, I know them well. They're both great people. I think they figure out a way how to get it done.
I want to get back to your career, because the last 2 years, whether it's hosting nationally or on WFAN in New York, anytime Monument Park has come up, I said A-Rod should have a plaque. Anytime the Hall of Fame has come up, I say that Alex Rodriguez should be in Cooperstown. Do you believe that there will be a day where you could say, okay, you're in Monument Park and you're also in Cooperstown?
Oh man, I mean, you mentioned the championship we got almost what over 15 years ago now. I can't believe that 09, it feels like yesterday, was so long ago. It would be a dream and an honor to share that with my family and my daughters, to be in Monument Park. I'm obviously a great student of the game, of the history of the game. One of the reasons why I changed positions in the prime of my career was to honor the pinstripes, and George Steinbrenner made a very compelling pitch to me that, being a third baseman in New York is greater than being a shortstop anywhere else. And I bought into it, and it's one of the greatest decisions I made in my life. As far as the Hall of Fame, again, I've thrown my last pitch. I caught my last ball and hit my last baseball. So I think I've made the best pitch I can make, and hopefully is up to the voters now. But if they let me in one day, I'll be honored. And if not, then I have to, keep it moving.
But would you say anything to the voters? Because, there's been guys that have used performance-enhancing drugs that have been in. Some guys have not. It's very selective. I think you should be in. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Manny Ramirez. The list goes on and on and on. Because, Alex, like, that was my era. And, not everyone may love you, obviously, but the numbers are still the numbers. When I watch Alex Rodriguez, I said this is one of the greatest baseball players I've ever seen. So what would you say to a voter who would just say because of performance-enhancing drugs, he's not going to vote for you?
Well, look, I mean, everyone has their vote, and I'm not going to change their vote in any way, shape, or form. As a baseball fan, I can tell you that, I love going to Cooperstown. I was there for Big Poppy. I hope and pray that one day Barry Bonds gets in, Roger Clemens gets in, Pete Rose gets in. I'd rather kind of support those guys. As far as me, I'll let the voters, make their vote.
All righty, tell me what you're doing today on behalf of Lysol.
Pretty cool, Zach. It's my second year of partnership with Lysol. I'm very excited to honor what I know kind of gets a bad rap is how great these umpires are and the scrutiny they're under. But we're now highlighting them, and look, they do a lot of good work. And through Lysol, what I've learned is that they smell up, and we try to come in and fix things. And Lysol, give you a couple facts here: the sweat leads to bacteria that builds up, which can cause stink and sweaty post-game laundry. And Lysol laundry sanitizer kills 99.9% of all odor-causing bacteria in laundry. So they stink it up. Lysol does this thing. And more than anything, I think it's important to highlight how difficult this job is for men and women who are, probably the most underpaid and underappreciated folks in sports.
You probably could have had a few teammates back in the day in the locker room that could have used that Lysol, right? Anyone in particular?
Including me.
Hey,
Especially in the hot summer.
before we let you run, I know that your daughter goes to Michigan. I see all the posts, whether it's football and basketball. You got to be thrilled with what Dusty May has done in year one, get him to the Sweet 16, right?
Well, yes, I don't watch too much college hoops, to be honest with you, but I was just there for the Big Ten women's gymnastics and what UCLA
Wow.
won. But I was there with my daughter to support women's sports. I think they're doing great things. And we should be talking more about women's sports because it's really commendable how much they've grown over the years.
Well, A-Rod, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this.
You bet. Thank you, Zach.